is a toaster is being blamed for last night's blaze at the tower block at Seymour Hill in Dunmurry. Two people required hospital treatment. 17 flats have been damaged. Many residents said they were angry after alarms did not sound on some floors. This is what one resident had to say when speaking to the BBC's Richard Morgan.
Lessons should have been learned from Grenfell, because all those people lost their lives in Grenfell. They're on about this cladding outside. What about this alarm system? That is an alarm system that is most necessary for we residents in those flats for to let us know there's a fire.
Well, we're appreciative that the Chief Executive of the Northern Ireland Housing Executive, Clare Bailey, has come on with us this morning. Clark Bailey, good morning to you, Clark.
Good morning.
Good morning, Clark. So a legitimate public interest question here insofar as people obviously have Grenfell in mind. Why should all of the alarms not have gone off to alert everybody to the possibility of this fire?
I've heard Group Commander Somerville explain the fire brigade position. Since Grenfell, we have been working even more closely with colleagues in the fire service and building control to make sure we have adequate fire precaution arrangements in place. Our fire detection arrangements worked last night. The principle is that if there is a fire, and we saw last night how something as simple as making a piece of toast can have serious consequences, those arrangements worked. The alarm was set off within the gentleman's flat. That alerted him. At the same time, the fire service was automatically informed, and they arrived on the scene very quickly and in great numbers. And the work they and all the other emergency services did was tremendous.
Well, you talked about Mr. Somerville. Jeff Somerville's with us, the group commander with the Northern Ireland Fire and Rescue Service. Morning to you, Jeff. Morning, Jeff.
How you doing?
Good morning. Doing okay, thank you. Maybe you can explain to the public, because I think it is a good question. For those who expect the alarms to go off in all of the flats to alert them that there's a fire within the building, why is that not the right thing to happen?
Well, I think it's very important here to understand the way the systems in these type of premises are set up. The smoke alarm in each individual flat should only go off if it detects smoke in that flat. And that's really important because, and it was demonstrated last night, so the smoke in the flat of the resident who had the fire, his smoke alarm actuated and sounded. It alerted him to the fire. He was able to move out into the common lobby. And then if smoke left his flat into the common lobby, a smoke detector in that common lobby detected that smoke, and that then opened an automatically
But Jeff, the concern from the public is obvious, which is why shouldn't they know as soon as possible that there is a fire in one of the flats? Why not give them more time to get out?
The important thing here is that the fire service need to be able to get in at the same time. And that's what's really important. The way these buildings are constructed is that the fire should not spread out of the flat of origin. Grenfell was unprecedented in the type of that fire that happened there. In the fire that happened last night, the fire did not spread outside of the flat of origin. And that's really important. That's exactly model procedures, model building design, and that's what we would expect to arrive and so that we can effectively extinguish the fire and then lead other people to safety. The really important thing to emphasise last night is only 5 people needed to be taken out of these premises.
Well, 17 flats were said to be damaged. Clark Bailey, does anyone require emergency accommodation, and are you providing it?
Yes, my colleagues were on the scene very quickly last night. They put in place our emergency arrangements. Accommodation was very quickly booked in local hotels, and 2 individuals asked if we would provide them with overnight accommodation. We will continue to work with residents to address whatever accommodation needs they have.
Okay, well, listen to both of you. Thank you so much for the public service messages that you've been giving all day so far. So thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Clark.